Welcome to the Cassette Washed Pads Masterclass for Pirate Radio Energy. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to build pads that feel like they've been broadcast through a battered little pirate chain at 3 a.m. Hazy, slightly wobbly pitch, compressed mids, rolled off highs, and just enough hiss and grime to sound lived in without turning your mix into a fog bank. The big goal: a pad that sits behind rolling drums and bass like atmosphere, not like a blanket. We are going to do it with mostly stock Ableton devices, plus an optional resample step that's honestly the secret sauce. Before we touch a synth, quick setup like a pro. Set your tempo to the DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. Then make three tracks, one MIDI track called PAD, one return track called PADFX return for the big wash, and one audio track called PAD bus. PAD bus is where we'll record our pad once it sounds good, so we can treat it like sampled tape. Also, if you can, group your drums into a drum bus. Even if you don't love buses, do it here. Pads live or die by how well they respect the drum dynamics. Now, a really important calibration tip before you start chasing character. Put a utility at the very top of the PAD track chain, first device, and pull the gain down so your pad is peaking somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS, before any effects. This is not boring, this is power. Cassette-style chains react wildly to level. If you start consistent, your saturation and compression decisions become repeatable instead of random. Alright, let's build the pad source. We want clean but not sterile, something soft and already slightly unstable, so the cassette processing feels natural, not slapped on. Load Waveatable on your PAD MIDI track, oscillator 1, go to basic shapes and choose a sine or triangle as a bass. Then move the position a little, around 20 to 35%, just to introduce a touch of harmonic content. Oscillator 2, also basic shapes, choose a saw. Keep the level low, think minus 18 to minus 12 dB, just to give the pad some body and mid presence. Then to tune it slightly, plus 7 to plus 15 cents. Not a big super saw thing, just enough to make it feel imperfect. Add unison, but keep it subtle. 2 to 4 voices, amount around 5 to 15. Remember, we're going to add tape movement later. If you overdue unison now, you'll end up with seasick soup later. Now the filter. Use an LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere between 500 Hz and 2.5 kHz, depending on how dark you want the pad. And add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6, just a gentle push. If you want a touch of movement, add a small envelope amount, like 5 to 15%. We're not trying to make plucks, we're just giving it breath. For the amp envelope, go for the classic wash. Attack around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Long decay, 2 to 5 seconds. Sustain pulled down a bit, minus 6 to minus 12 dB. And release 2 to 6 seconds. In DNB, this kind of envelope makes the pad feel like it's always there, but never stepping on the drums. Now for slow drift. This is where you set the vibe as broadcast drift instead of EDM wobble. Set LFO 1 to modulate USK 1 position, or even fine pitch if you prefer. Very slow rate, 0.03 to 0.10 Hz. That's a 10 to 30 second cycle. And the amount should be tiny, like 1 to 5. You should barely notice it until you listen for a minute. Set LFO 2 to modulate filter cutoff. Rate around 0.07 to 0.2 Hz. Amount 5 to 15. Again. Slow, gentle, believable. Cool. Now write chords that actually scream pirate radio. DNB pads tend to work best when they're harmonically strong but rhythmically sparse. Think 2 to 4 bar holds, maybe small voicing changes every bar or two. Minor keys are your friend. F minor, G minor, A minor, classic territory. And if you want that late night glow, add 9 THs and 11 THs. Here's a progression you can try in F minor, F minor 9, then D flat major 7, then E flat at 9, then C minor 7. One really important voicing tip: keep the lowest pad note above about 150 Hz. Your bass owns the sub, and you want the pad to feel like air and mood, not competition. Now we move into the cassette wash chain. This is where it starts sounding like it's been through a real-world transmission path. On the PAD track, after that initial utility you used for level, build this device order. First, EQ8 for pre-clean, then saturator, then glue compressor, then chorus or chorus ensemble, then auto filter, then vinyl distortion, then utility for stereo and mono control, and finally a compressor for sidechain ducking. Let's dial them in. EQ8 first, high pass it aggressively, somewhere around 120 to 220 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This is a big one. If you want washed, do not confuse that with mud. Wash is controlled blur. Mud is just low mid junk. If it feels cloudy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 500 HC, minus 1 to minus 4 dB. If it pokes and starts masking your snare crack, consider a small cut somewhere in the 1.5 to 3 kHC zone. Go easy. We're shaping, not gutting. Next, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 8 dB, but gain match the output. I'm serious. Turn the device on and off and make sure it's roughly the same loudness. Otherwise, you'll always choose louder and think it's better. If you want extra tapish tone, try color on. Set the frequency around 4 to 8 kHC and keep depth low, like 1 to 3. The aim is thicker mids, not fizzy top. Next, glue compressor for that broadcast squeeze. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or set around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Again, gain match. The feeling you want is printed, like it's already been committed to a medium. Now chorus. Use chorus ensemble if you want instant lushness, or the standard chorus if you want a lighter touch. For subtle chorus settings, rate 0.15 to 0.35 HE, amount 10 to 25%, delay 4 to 10 milliseconds, feedback 0 to 10%, and dry slash wet 10 to 25%. This is width and gentle warble, not a 90s preset takeover. Over-chorusing is one of the fastest ways to make this sound cheesy. Next, auto filter. This is where we get that radio-ish band limiting and that it still reads on small speakers presence. Try bandpass mode. Set the frequency somewhere between 800 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Resonance low, about 0.5 to 1.2. Turn the envelope off. Turn the LFO on. Super slow. 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. And keep the amount tiny. Like 2 to 6. You're not trying to hear the filter sweeping. You're trying to feel that nothing is perfectly still. Next, vinyl distortion. Turn tracing model on. Drive around 0.5 to 2.5. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10, and be careful with it. Pinch around 0 to 5. Then bring in noise, maybe 2 to 8, and make a mental note that we'll automate noise later for transitions. That one move, adding a bit of noise before a drop and cutting it right on the drop, is ridiculously effective. Next, utility for control. Turn bass mono on and set it around 150 to 250 Hz. Keep width sensible, 80 to 110%. Pirate Radio vibe is often mid-forward rather than super wide, so you don't need the pad to be a giant stereo sheet. Also, wider isn't always bigger in DDNB. Sometimes wider is just less punchy. Now sidechain it like a DDNB producer. Tight, but not EDM pump. Add a compressor at the end. Enable sidechain. Choose your kick or your drum bus. Ratio 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the pad can breathe a bit at the start. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds depending on the groove. Set threshold until you're getting around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Optional advanced move. Do a lighter snare sidechain, maybe 1 to 2 dB, just so the pad never fogs the backbeat. This is one of those details that makes a track feel finished. Now, let's talk about masking. This matters a lot with pads. Your pad will want to fight the snare in three common places, around 200 Hz for body, around 1 to 2 kHz for crack presence, and around 6 to 10 kHz for air. In most DDNB mixes, the pad can't own all three. Choose one lane. If your snare is bright and crispy, you can let the pad live a bit more in the 300 to 1K area, but keep it controlled. If your snare is woody and mid-forward, push the pad's halo up into 3 to 6K, but keep it soft and rolled, not sharp. Also build a movement hierarchy so you don't get seasick. Think, slow global pitch movement first, then slight stereo motion, then very gentle filter drift. If you add more modulators, reduce the depth of the earlier ones. Alright, at this point, the pad should already feel vibey, but if you want it to sound truly like cassette, not just cassette plugin, you need to print it. Here's the resample workflow. On Padbus, set the input to resampling, or set audio from to your PAD track post effects. Arm pad bus, and record 8 to 16 bars of your chords. Once you've recorded it, you can mute or disable the original synth chain. This is committing tone. It's also freeing up CPU, but more importantly, it changes your mindset. Now it's found audio. On the recorded audio clip, turn warp on. Try texture mode. Set grain size around 80 to 200, flux around 10 to 30. You're aiming for subtle sphere and instability, not granular special effects. Alternatively, Use Repitch if you want that old-school tape behavior when you automate tempo or do little slowdowns. Now add subtle pitch and stability on the audio. If you have Shifter in Live 11, set it to Fine and move only plus or minus 5 to 12 cents, and then modulate it slowly. If you don't have Max for Live LFO, just draw automation manually every few bars. Tiny drifts, like a machine, not like a synth doing vibrato. A really important teacher note here, if pitch movement starts making the chord identity feel out of key, don't force it. Keep pitch modulation smaller and instead automate tone drift, filter cutoff, saturation drive, or chorus amount. Reel tapes often change tone more than they truly change pitch. Now let's make the big radio space without drowning the mix. On your Pad FX return, build this return chain. Hybrid reverb first. Choose a hall type, but keep it moody. Don't go shimmer. Set decay around 4 to 9 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 45 milliseconds so the initial chord stays clear. Low cut between 250 and 500 Hz. High cut between 4 and 8K Hz so the reverb doesn't haze your snare and cymbals. Because it's a return, keep it 100% wet. Then echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 45%. Band limit the echo. High pass around 300, low pass around 6K. Keep modulation low. Then EQ 8 after, and if the return is cloudy, pull out some 200 to 400 Hz. Finally, a compressor on the return itself, sidechained from your drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Fastish release, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This is how you get a massive atmosphere that never steals punch. Send your pad into the return. Start conservative, like minus 18 dB send level, and push toward minus 8 if you want it wetter. Big reverb is allowed in DNB if it's sidechained and filtered. Now arrangement. This is where you turn a nice sound into pirate radio energy. Think in 32 bar blocks. For bars 1 to 16, intro, pad plus hiss, maybe a filtered break. Automate the noise up slightly over time, like you're tuning in. Bar 17 to 32, bring in drums, but keep the pad band passed and sidechained so it lives behind the groove. At the drop, instead of muting the pad, try removing the transmitter, meaning, bypass the dirt and noise layer, or switch to a cleaner resample. The musical pad stays, but the signal suddenly gets clearer. That contrast hits hard. Midsection idea, a tape stop illusion without going full gimmick. For one beat, automate the low pass cutoff down quickly and do a tiny pitch dip on the resampled audio. It feels like someone grabbed the deck for a split second. Breakdown, bring noise and reverb send up. Widen slightly, then snap the width back tighter when the groove returns. That snapback reads as locked signal. This audio version is shortened for playback.